Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Long day and night for travelers trying to get to their destinations after a massive IT outage caused widespread delays and cancellations. This man is stuck in Portland.
I was sitting in a line for a good solid 2 hours trying to get rebooked, and then they would send me to the ticket booth over here. Honestly, it's just been a long night. And hey, I mean, you got to live with it. You got to get to it.
The outage was caused after security company CrowdStrike issued an update, but it knocked out Microsoft systems. So how can companies lower their risk of having something like this put them out again? Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
The security experts we spoke with say corporate IT departments should really consider diversifying their network security between multiple companies. So if there's a problem with one of them, it won't take down all of their computers at once.
The CEO of CrowdStrike says he's working to find out why this happened and how to prevent it from ever occurring again. Longtime U.S. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas has died after a battle with pancreatic cancer. She was 74. While she was a fixture in Congress for nearly three decades, she decided to run for mayor of Houston last year, but lost.
What kind of city are we going to be? How are we going to treat the people of this city? How are we going to improve the quality of life? Is this going to be a livable city?
Jackson Lee helped lead federal efforts to protect women from domestic violence and to get Juneteenth recognized as a federal holiday. President Biden is promising to return to the campaign trail next week, even as more Democrats urge him to drop out of the race. And CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports the GOP nominee for president is holding a campaign rally today.
Former President Trump and his new running mate, J.D. Vance, are set to hold a rally Saturday in the key state of Michigan. Some supporters already lining up Friday night.
We'll be here for a good seat tomorrow.
The rally will be held inside an arena 1 week after the assassination attempt against former President Trump.
Meanwhile, as the nation still reels from the shooting at Trump's rally last weekend, research shows political violence is on the rise.
A national poll from the University of Chicago's Chicago Project on Security and Threats finds that millions of people think the use of force is justified in some elections. Project Director Robert Pape.
Those statistics say that we are in quite a tinderbox of a country.
10% think the use of force is justified to keep former President Trump from retaking the White House. And 7% think it is justified to restore him to the presidency.
And you can hear the full interview with CBS's Allison Keyes on the CBS News Weekend Roundup podcast. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Nationwide, community college enrollment grew by 100,000 students last year, and a large percentage of them were from lower-income neighborhoods. Here's Deborah Van Fleet.
At Western Nebraska Community College, TRIO Programs Director Tanya DeWitt says a number of their students who qualify for the federally funded program designed to help students with economic and other challenges has definitely increased. TRIO students must be a first-generation college student, have a household income not exceeding 150% of the federal poverty guideline, or have a disability. TRIO participants receive academic assistance, and DeWitt says many benefit from the Growth Mindset program.
Instead of, I can't do it, well, you can't do it right now, sure, but you can. All those negative, immediate, oh, well, no, I can't do nursing. Well, why is that? I just can't. Well, that's not true. So let's get to the bottom of it. Let's see what that is that's keeping you from being able to be successful.
DeWitt says the academic supports include in-person tutoring, 24/7 virtual tutoring, study guides, and online programs that assist with writing and research. She says the nursing program is very popular with TRIO students, and interest in the trades offerings is also growing. DeWitt says the ability to access tutoring any hour of the day or night, including holidays, is huge for some of their TRIO students.
We have the ones that are single parents in the middle of the night. That's when they're doing their homework.
Roughly 10% of WNCC's TRIO students are single parents. The Institute for Women's Policy Research reports that a large percentage of college students who are parents face enormous barriers to academic success, many of them economic. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation. I'm Deborah Van Fleet. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 70s, 65 and clouds tonight, and some clouds for Sunday with a high near 77. 77 again for Monday. On Tuesday, mostly sunny, slight chance of an afternoon storm, highs in the mid to upper 70s.
It's 57 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, Trygve Olson from the Lincoln Project gives a convention review from Republicans hoping to reclaim their party someday from Trump extremists.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt and Air on Air.
July 20th, 2024. If it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the WAUK studios in downtown, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. I am joined by my faithful companion, the mighty Max Martinson on the board. How are you this morning, Max?
I am doing great. Sorry, I wasn't prepared to
no
talk
worries,
this morning.
No worries, man. Yeah, no, I know you're still finishing your, is that a breakfast bagel there? Or a
breakfast sandwich from Quick Trip. So.
There you go. Fantastic. Great little plug there for Quick Trip, unsolicited.
Sponsor us, yeah. Please.
Max was actually going to fly solo here this morning with our guest, the new defensive coordinator for Carroll University football, Coach Garen Holly. Coach, how are you?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning. Cool. Talk a little closer to the mic there. Just, yeah, project. There you go. Yeah. That's it. So, but, yeah, Max is going to fly solo. I was in Kansas City area this week, which I just learned is the birthplace, right, of Coach Holly. Independence, actually. Right?
Yeah, it's not the birthplace, but it's where what I call home. It's where my dad's home. From.
Yeah, yeah. So, but... But we came back a day early, so I'm glad to be here live and local, and great to reconnect in person with Coach Holly. We have a lot of catching up to do.
How'd the tournament go?
You know, this was like some really good talent from around the country, mostly, you know, concentrated, you know, Missouri, Minnesota, Nebraska, Texas, some other states. But one of our claims to fame is my daughter got a single off of a young lady named Reagan Brandt, who's considered one of the best pitchers in the country for her age group. Just the week before, her team had won the national USSSA fast pitch tournament, and Reagan received the most outstanding pitcher award.
Nice.
Yeah, and so my daughter jacked a single off of her between short and third.
It's like getting
frozen rope.
Like getting a base hit off to Grom in the MLB.
That's it. Yep. Yep. Love it. Thanks for that analogy here. So here's our agenda for this beautiful Saturday morning on July 20th. Oh, and by the way, happy birthday to Oliver Shimoleski, who turned 18 yesterday. Oliver, a recent graduate of Waukesha South, played in the Waukesha South football program and also an accomplished wrestler. And I hope you had a great day with your family and friends. So, hey, I also want to thank Johnny Watermelon for letting me in the studios or getting me his key fob last night. Again, I was supposed to be remote, and my oldest daughter has my car. She went to a party and a sleepover all the way up in West Bend, and so she had no plans of coming back. So for a while there, I was a man without a country, but Johnny hooked me up before he left for Friday Night Live. He lives here downtown, so special thanks to Johnny. So Johnny may be calling in this morning. Johnny represented This Week in Waukesha as well as WAUK at a very special event last Sunday at American Family Field, honoring the three iron workers that were killed during the construction 25 years ago to that day. And it's just he shared some remarkable experiences with me last night. Got to shake hands with Bob Habish, the attorney who represented the widows of the three iron workers killed. And so hope to hear from Johnny, but if not, I do have some notes on what he had experienced. So there will be no farmer's market report today. The crew here at WAUK was, I think it was almost all hands on deck covering the RNC that was in town this week. So, but it does look like a beautiful day for the farmer's market. And if you're listening and you have something to share, you're on the app, feel free to call us in on the Civic Media app and give us your farmer's market report. We'd love to hear from you. So, as we mentioned, Carroll's new defensive coordinator, who is a familiar face to the program and internal promotion, Coach Garen Holly, we'll catch up with him soon. I'm going to share some reflections on the Kansas City area, this trip I took this week, and especially the Harry Truman Presidential Library, my visit there. And I'm glad Coach Holly said he's been there many times, so he'll be able to contribute as well. And then for Acting Locally, Thinking Globally, while I was in the Kansas City area, I took some photos of the Shawnee Mission School District Park where the softball tournament took place, and how we could potentially be doing something like that here in Waukesha, especially with that 42-acre Rempe Farm that's now city property. And we have an obligation to the federal government to build a park there. So I think that's a great opportunity for us to host events like that of a regional and national nature in all different sorts of youth sports happening. So youth or amateur adult. And then what else here? Oh, and then some thoughts on the upcoming elections, Tuesday, August 13th. They're not that far away. And as well as lots of city news and a special offer from WAUK for the Food Truck Friday. If you haven't been down there yet, it's quite the offering at the county airport. So we highly encourage that. So, and before I begin with Coach Holly, some immediate news you should know about. Today, July 20th, from 9 to noon, it is the next TV Electronics Appliances Recycling Drop-Off event. There's a $25 fee for any TV and a $10 fee for any computer monitors, which is the fee charged by the city's recycler. All other accepted electronics and appliances are no charge. This event is cash only. So you enter at the Clean Water Plant entrance at 600 Century Drive and follow the signs to the drop-off area. So, and then later today, and this might interest Coach Holly, who has young children, it's the Super Villain Spectacular at the Horeb Springs Aquatic Center from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., you dress as your favorite anti-hero and join us for this pool party with villain-themed games. So that's, I'm wondering if that's for kids of all ages, you know. Maybe Max and I could put on our villain garb and go have some fun.
Who would we dress up as?
I don't know. That's, I'd have to think. You know, when I was first looking at it, I was thinking superheroes. Like, oh gosh, you know, Superman, Batman, whoever, but.
So there's not really that many like super villain duos though, when you really think about it.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking like individually, like who you would relate with and who I would relate with. And
I could go as Joker.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. And I guess I could along the Batman theme, I think I could maybe pull off a decent Riddler.
Okay,
so just find it, you know, get a bunch of I just learned about this new custom ink. You can make your own t-shirt, so I mean, I could just have a whole t-shirt with question marks and it goes the Riddler.
We could do full face makeup on you. We could make you look like Two-Face.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, how about it? So, yep. So many different options. But do you have an anti-hero that you would associate with, Coach Holly?
Man, there's a lot that I think I would. I always try to balance it out. But if we're going to stay in the DC universe, I'd probably go Bane. I think I like that one.
Bane? Is that the name?
Oh, Bane.
Oh, Bane. Okay.
Broke the bat. So
nice.
One of the few guys able to do that.
Okay. I'm in. So, well, now for some serious business. Coach, first of all, congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you very much.
And I know it was Zach Pfeffer decided, as I understand it, he kind of stepped down from football coaching altogether and pursue a different career opportunity.
Yes.
So we wish him well.
Yes.
And you have experience as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, over a decade of experience, primarily overseas in Europe during my time there.
How cool is that? It was a team in Finland.
Yeah, the Vaasa Royals was my second stop as a defensive coordinator.
Okay.
My first 2 years were with the Munich Cowboys. Consequently, nice. The team I ended up going back to as head coach prior to my Carroll stop.
Wow. And but the Royals was your favorite team because you're a Kansas City Royals baseball fan, right?
Finland did take the pie as the favorite experience at that time because nice. it was newer than Munich, and
yeah,
it was a little bit smaller and it wasn't a big city, and
sure,
that's where I met my wife.
That's so,
it was a great experience. It was a small seaside like college town, and we had a lot of talent, and it was a pretty really good experience.
That's fantastic. Now, do you get back there much with the family?
I haven't been able to get back there in a couple of years, but just kind of one of the things I promised my wife when we kind of started this journey, and we're going to be moving here to the U.S. that, you know, I'd send her back home, once a year for sure.
Sure.
And I've been fortunate to hold up my end of the bargain, but she's been able to take, she took my son last year.
Nice.
And then she's going with my daughter next month.
How fun.
And so I hope I can get back there personally.
Sure. So if your in-laws are, that'll be the first time seeing the because she's 9 months, right?
Yeah, no, they flew back. So
oh,
after,
did they? Okay.
After she was born in October,
oh,
they flew
nice.
Over for
okay.
a little bit, and then my parents drove up the next week. So, yeah.
That's terrific. What an amazing story. And now, if I recall, not this past spring, but the spring before, Carroll got to play, do their spring football in Europe, in Germany, right?
Yeah, we played our game in Germany.
Did you have a hand in that based on your experiences there?
Yeah, when Coach Buda was had reached out and I had said yes to the hire, and I kind of just floated it out there like, man, teams come over here and play all the time and
yeah.
do exhibition games.
Sure.
And then, I just kind of planted the bulb, and knowing how Coach Buda is, he just kind of ran with it
yeah.
And did the legwork to find the company that we worked with, and then presented it to the team and presented it to our families, and the families
nice.
And the team were on board. And
sure.
We got the minimum number that we needed to get, and then more guys signed up, and
yeah.
more family members signed up. So
wow,
it was fantastic, and we're gonna do it again in 2026.
Very cool. You know, that's, and Coach Buda, of course, is head coach Mike Budashevsky.
Yes,
and this I believe is his fifth year with the program, fourth or fifth.
Yeah, so 2020 was when he technically took
okay.
over.
Okay, yeah, yes. And which wasn't really a season. He kind of had a long spring football because of the COVID crisis.
Yeah, it was probably the best thing that could have happened, though.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
We were able to do a full year of culture and rebuild.
And I know there was a lot of work to be done when he had arrived, so
yeah.
And what a difference so far. But I mentioned Coach Buda because when he was on the show previously, he talked about the Classic Eight, the conference that Waukesha West is still in and South and North used to be in for football. And that it may very well be the best football, high school football conference in the country. And what I thought, as you mentioned, because now these high school teams travel, you see on ESPN all the time, that it would be neat to line up, you know, one or two of the top teams in the Classic Eight and invite some teams from like Long Island, which has amazing high school football, or Pennsylvania or Florida, and have a little, yeah, that would be a great recruiting tool for Carroll too.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if the speed matchup would be the greatest idea coming out of the Southeast. I think that's,
sure. Yeah,
I think that's the biggest difference.
Yeah. But those guys have some size in the Classic Eight, and so I think it would be neat.
And,
you know,
and that's the difference, right?
Yeah.
Like everyone knows where in the country where to go find,
yep.
you know, big guys, and where
yeah.
to go find speed and
yep.
and things of that nature. But no, it's always cool. You know, the more teams that can kind of
you got it. Yep.
like that, the better.
The conversation continues with new defensive coordinator Garen Holley at Carroll University, and what's going to happen for what things look like for the upcoming season here on This Week in Waukesha, plus acting locally, thinking globally on WUK. 5:40 a.m. 101.1 FM. The Shah.
This is The Shah, WAUK.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba. We do not have to wait on this beautiful Saturday morning, July 20th, 24. You're listening to This Week in Waukesha. And as of right now, you're listening to one of Waukesha's favorite song, Les Paul, with Mary Ford. The world is waiting for the sun rise. And in this part of my show, we talk about acting locally, thinking globally. And I was in, as I mentioned, I was in Kansas City area for my daughter's softball tournament, which turns out to be the home or where Coach Garen Holly grew up. And from... Born in Independence, though, right?
No, I was born in Tacoma, Washington. So my parents were Army, so I was a military brat.
Nice.
We ended up having the chance during my freshman year of high school when I was actually living down in Kenosha, Pleasant Prairie. I was going to Kemper High School.
Okay.
And then my dad had a job opportunity back in Independence where he grew up. And then
Okay. Yeah, but you have deep roots there anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Where he grew up and. Things like that.
Yeah. So we, one of our bucket list items was, my bucket list items is going to the Harry Truman Presidential Library. And thanks to a fellow softball dad, Jason Lindauer, for making that happen while my daughter was at practice and my wife was supporting her there. I got to see this. I got the book for Christmas from my mother in 92 when that book came out. And it actually won the Pulitzer Prize either 92 or 93. The great biographer David McCullough was the architect of that book. And just amazing portrait of American history. I highly recommend it to everybody, whether you're a Truman fan or not. And I certainly became one having read it. And I was really glad to have gone to the museum and learned a lot more. And one of the highlights was, and Coach, you might remember, there's one of the exhibits is from Truman's famous whistle stop tour. You know, he was supposed to lose that race for re-election. Well, really, it was election. Truman became president when Franklin Delano Roosevelt died. Like the 82nd day of his like fourth term. And Thomas Dewey, the governor of New York, was a heavy favorite, but Truman went to small town America by train, what they call these whistle stop tours, and won the hearts of local people and pulled off what is still the greatest upset in American political history. Many of you might remember the photo of Truman holding up a Chicago Tribune that says Dewey defeats Truman, but was not the case. So during the whistle stop tour, though, in that exhibit, they have a screen and they show clips of Truman's many stops in different cities around the country. And one of them was, there's like maybe 12 other people in the room with me and my friend Jason. And suddenly Truman's, Waukesha's an industrial city in the center of a rich agricultural area. You know what I mean when I say you're for the people, industry, the farm, the small merchant, all are in the same boat. Waukesha is a great manufacturing city. And I start yelling, yeah, like really loud. And, you know, it was pretty funny. But it was definitely an amazing experience. And Harry Truman did not go to college. He was accepted at West Point but couldn't go. Father had some financial woes with the family farm. And so Harry had to stay and support the family. And worked as a struggling farmer till in his early 30s. He enlisted in the Army as an officer for World War I and became a war hero. None of his troops, none of his horses were killed. And it was during that, two of the people under his command were members of the Pendergast machine, the Irish political machine that ran Kansas City politics, or a big portion of it. And that was Harry's big into politics, was a failed haberdasher. But he was a guy very local in his community. One of his crowning achievements was as a county judge, which was the equivalent of like a county executive there. He had built a courthouse that was his pride and joy. He traveled all over the country on his own dime, looking at other courthouses and studying different architectures, and built a real masterpiece there that it was probably considered his greatest political accomplishment in his mind. And so, but it was just this whole idea of visiting other parts, other towns and other cities to look at their courthouses, their municipal buildings, and getting great ideas, and then bringing that to his hometown. And it's something I encourage everybody to do in your travels is, you know, when you see something, think about how could this happen here in Waukesha? And what could I be doing here in Waukesha that makes the world a better place? And Harry Truman is definitely the embodiment of that, which obviously led to him going to the highest seat in the country. And again, from common folk, as you would say, you know, working class family. And but while I was there at my daughter's tournament, I noticed I learned that the parks, the facility that had like four diamonds, including one turf diamond, with stadium seating, by the way. Very cool. Had you been to that one in Shawnee Mission Park?
Okay. That would have been built up post me getting out of high school.
But I took some photos, and you know, and this was something that people coming from all over the country to participate in. And you think of the dollars going into that local economy, and this was a public, this was part of the school district. So the city was getting a lot of those dollars, and the local area was. And I mention this because we, as part of the deal with the Water Compact, when we took part of the Nike missile base that was given to us by the federal government, the idea was, is you're going to take that space, and that's where we put our pumping station, and you have to swap it with adjacent land and build a park. We purchased the Rempe Farm while I was in the city council for $1 million. It's a 42-acre farm. And I'd really love to see a plan where we're putting in an athletic complex akin to what I saw. And you can add a hospitality component to it.
Yes.
So you could have weddings there. You could have graduation parties. You could have all sorts of things. You could have a number of different teams using the facility. So it wouldn't just be like, you know, like when I was working with the former city administrator about this, we shared some ideas about forming a federation that had the Blazers, the Firebirds, other clubs, forming a federation and developing a schedule where all those kids can participate. Indoor, outdoor facilities, different sports. There's probably room for a Frisbee disc golf course,
yeah.
Walking trails, pet parks, all those things. And I hope that we can have a bigger, more of a global vision for what we can do for that space to attract others to this community, mm-hmm. Put Waukesha further on the map. And really, really just make a difference and again, make this university, share this special university city with the rest of the world.
100%, right? Like those things attract so much, specifically within this area, right?
Yeah.
We always talk about in our recruiting how many humans are within just a 20-mile radius.
Yeah.
And you talk about all the youth sports and the different opportunities for high school, all the high schools around here to be able to utilize those facilities,
yeah.
You know, those things end up taking care of themselves rather quickly.
And not only that, because Carroll draws fairly well from out of state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not just Illinois and Minnesota. Like kids in your team have come from Utah, California, Arizona.
We got a Hawaiian coming this year.
Yeah.
We got a kid coming out of Canada. Our reach goes pretty long.
Yeah. And you get here and you see these other things, all the attractions, and like, oh, you know, like, hey, this is a great place, and especially coming from Illinois, it's like you have a lower cost of living here. It's like, I could see myself raising a family here, settling down here and raising a family.
Correct.
Being able to afford a home,
yep.
Good schools, and then this amazing, and now mind you, our park system is already currently, in its current state, an amazing park system.
Very true.
It really is one of the great jewels. It's won all these awards nationally. Let's put a cherry on it and have a really great athletic complex and athletic programming, so
yes.
We're not having to pay college tuition for our kids to be in youth sports. There's so many families that cannot afford it. So
yes.
More, the conversation continues with Coach Garen Holly, and we're going to talk about the upcoming season with the Pioneer football program, as well as some more local news, local events on this beautiful Saturday morning here on This Week in Waukesha. WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw. Every little rosebud is covered with dew, and my heart.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Airlines are still dealing with delays and cancellations as they try to recover from the big IT outage yesterday. This guy is stuck in Portland.
It's a long time. This is actually my first time flying alone. My parents were like, you got this. They believed in me. I was visiting a friend here for a week, and now I'm in this crazy mess.
CBS's Carter Evans tells us the company behind the outage is huge.
CrowdStrike has about 29,000 corporate clients around the world, including more than half of the Fortune 1000 companies.
Longtime Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has died. Last year, she ran for mayor of Houston, but lost.
This is an election that is going to set the agenda for this city for the 21st century.
She was a champion of racial justice, criminal justice, and human rights. She died from pancreatic cancer at the age of 74. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Brewers baseball is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers back in action after having the week off for the All-Star game. They're in Minnesota to face off against the Twins. The Brewers still in first place with a 4.5 game lead over the Cardinals, but Milwaukee has lost 7 of their last 10 games. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I think we're at a stage these last couple weeks where guys are, you know, no matter how much we talk about it, guys are like looking for the break and think we're a little disconnected, to be quite honest. And there's been some guys coming back from injuries, some new guys playing. It seems like things have kind of went against us. But this is the lull in the action that happens in any season. And you can't flinch. But you also can't say, we're not going to do anything. You got to be realistic. Other teams came in and played with a little freedom. We aren't playing with any freedom at all.
Basketball, the Bucks lost to the Phoenix Suns, 115-90. Milwaukee now 0-4 in the NBA Summer League action. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WAUK weather is sponsored by Planet X in Brookfield. Stocked with the freshest cigars at the best prices, 173rd and West Blue Mound Road.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. Highs in the upper 70s, 65 and clouds tonight, and some clouds for Sunday with a high near 77. 77 again for Monday. On Tuesday, mostly sunny. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. Highs in the mid to upper 70s.
It's 57 at our studios.
Introducing Brookfield's newest cigar and vape shop, Planet X. They have endless options with their wide variety of products. Experience luxury in their expansive cigar room, stocked with only the freshest cigars. And the best part? Planet X offers the cheapest prices in Brookfield. Open to serve you Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. until midnight, and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Come in today for cigars, vapes, and much more at Planet X.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511.
Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Crude and Dom,
Join the Devil's Advocates on Monday. We've got Congressman Mark Pocan. He'll tell us why he's advocating for Joe Biden to step down as the presidential candidate for the Dems.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to This Week in Waukesha here on Saturday morning, July 20th, 2024. And that was Suffragette City by David Bowie. And Waukesha is the Suffragette City, as we pay homage to another Carroll alum, Theodora Yeomans, president of the Women's Suffrage Movement. And I mention all this because continuing with our acting locally, thinking globally, we have an election coming up, a primary. And it's held Tuesday, August 13th, and it may not mean much. I guess the candidate's been chosen on either side, but it is good to show your support. And there's other elections going on, state assembly, state senate. You know, pay attention and really get out there and rock the vote. Your vote counts. It's the one franchise, the one empowerment we all have that can make a difference. You can vote in person, absentee, at City Hall at 201 Delafield Street, weekdays from July 30th through Friday, August 9th. The hours are 8 to 4:30 with extended hours on Friday, August 9th to 5 p.m. So plenty of opportunities to vote, and it'll be good practice for when the national election comes up in November. So make your vote count. And the city is looking for poll workers. It takes over 300 poll workers to run an election in Waukesha. We need your help. And Waukesha does a great job training their poll workers. And the poll workers are paid for their work and their training. And you can also work the full day or sign up for a shift. And it's a good chance for you to experience how it works. Again, Waukesha has always been run with high integrity and with a lot of professionalism and class and honesty. And so if you're looking to be a part of that experience, I highly encourage it. So another thing, kind of wrapping up acting locally, thinking globally, we were talking about some ideas I had in my trip from Kansas City area for developing a youth athletic complex at the Rempe Farm, which is going to be used for park space, and love to see that part of the strategic plan. Call your alder, give public comment at the next city council meeting come up that first Tuesday in August, because this could really make a difference for our community and for also great for local and regional, for, you know, developing our local economy. And, you know, another thought I had too was that I was really pleased to go visit the Harry Truman Presidential Library. And we have a wonderful a historic museum here in the old courthouse. It's a county museum. And obviously there's a big Les Paul exhibit. But, you know, if we could build that more into a Les Paul museum, because people know Waukesha because of Les Paul, you know, making something like that happen would be terrific. I know one of my pipe dreams, what I'm working on with other people, is forming a summer Les Paul Guitar Town festival. That's part school in part, you know, series of concerts and other fun events to celebrate the legacy of Les Paul here in Guitar Town. So more on that. But we also have Wisconsin's first university, Carroll, birthplace of the forward pass.
Yes.
So much history. And you know what I learned recently too, Coach Holly, was we had John Shane connect on the show back in the spring. Really got to get him back on. He's a kind of our unofficial city historian. Hartle Field, where I think Carroll might have played there, high schools played there, including Waukesha South, okay, for years. That was the first field, high school, college, or pro, that had individual yard markers. The gentleman, that was started by a gentleman here in Waukesha. Huh. Football fields traditionally just had the 5-yard markers.
Yeah.
And he, Wisconsin got wind of it, so Camp Randall or whatever was there, they take credit for being the first stadium to have individual yard markers. But it was really Hartle Field here in Waukesha. And that gentleman, I forget his name, but he sold that proprietary system, if you will, to NCAA and NFL. And so another great innovation that started here in Waukesha. And certainly, you know, Carroll has a part of that.
Wow.
It's one of the pioneer football programs.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but Returning to the present day, though, how are things looking for this year?
Things are looking good. You know, we returned a large amount of seniors, and we retained really well as a team in general. So a lot of that young talent is back and has developed from a really, really good spring. And then we have a solid recruiting class coming in to add depth to this senior class that's going to be leaving us here in the fall.
Sounds great. And so you had, was it prior to last season, it was a 2 or 3 winning seasons, like 6-4?
Yes, 6-4 right out the gate. Yeah. 21 and 22.
And this year, I want to, you know, when I got to broadcast the games last year, and this year, unfortunately, it was 5-5. But one of the games that they should have won, some players had been, some starters were not, Coach Buda decided not to play them for disciplinary reasons. And I mention this because it's a testament to Carroll's, the coaching staff's character in how they approach the game, mm-hmm. and the lessons learned. You know, trumping any other, you know, statistics or, and again, in the toughest conference in college football, one in Division III, that along with the WIAC, that's still, you know, 5-5 is a very strong record.
Yeah. It's strong. You know, I think with all the accomplishments that we had last year, you know, we discussed this as a program. You know, we're not necessarily happy about what that 5-5 looks like.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, we had a ton of accolades. And
yeah,
I think for our program with, really only that being the third year of a rebuild, you know, quote unquote. I hate to say it, but we needed to lose those games, I think, from a program standpoint, because we went 4-1 at home. And
right.
we're talking all those wins are blowout wins.
Yeah.
And then our team is now learning how to transfer that same energy and focus at home on the road. Because all those games were close losses outside of the North Central game, which is they're their own juggernaut. Everybody's chasing them. So I think as a program, it needed to happen so the guys understand everything that we're preaching about the focus on the road.
Yeah.
Versus that when we're home and we have this 4,000 to 6,000 fans there rocking the stadium.
Right.
And we travel well too, but at the same time, it's still different when we go on the road.
Yeah.
So it had to happen, unfortunately.
Sure. Yeah.
But I think now that it has happened, those guys that are back understand it.
Sure.
What it means. And
yeah.
with all that talent coming back, things should be different.
Yeah. And it's really, in my experience, following the team, it really does show you, you know, it's a game of inches. It's a game of recognition. It's a game of a lot of close calls, like the Augustana game, which was an unfortunate, it was a nail biter, though.
Yeah.
And Carroll came within inches of winning, but also it was like one of your star receivers might have been Josh Hughes, was injured in that game.
That was the game Sammy hurt his shoulder.
It was Sammy. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was collarbone, maybe.
Yeah. And so down a couple key players, and you still managed to almost pull it out against a great Augustana team.
Yeah, you know, they put
at their house too.
A good goal line stand on the hottest day of the year that we had to play. And, you know, we kind of did everything we could to manage that. But, you know, you'll give them credit. You know, they had a bunch of fifth-year seniors, and they put together a good game plan to nullify our pass rush. So
it's a program with a lot of tradition and a lot of pride.
It's a tough place to play.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So, yeah, you know, we won again that we let slip, but they showed up to play us, right? They're going to show up to play football.
Sure.
We're going to put our best foot forward. And, you know, there's never one play. You know, there's a couple plays throughout that game that just kind of led that up to being a tight, close game, and we just came out on the wrong side of it.
Sure, sure. So, and if I remember correctly, do you open up on the road this year?
We do. Big matchup for us that we're really excited about. Good CCIW versus WIAC matchup. We're going to be traveling to play UW Stout on Thursday night, September 5th.
A Thursday night game, too.
It's open the season
of
college football.
Sure.
So it's really, really cool.
Yeah. That's neat. And how's Stout's team supposed to be?
You know, record-wise, they're kind of similar to us, middle of the pack in their conference.
Sure.
You know, they have a good coach staff. They're going to be big up front on both sides of the ball. You know, they're going to show up to play. You know, it's WIAC football. You know,
sure.
They have their own brand, and CCIW has our own brand, and in terms of the recruiting battles, you know, it's really important for us to have a good showing against state schools. So as we're projecting and getting better as a program, you know, the level of opponents at a conference that, you know, we're looking to compete against, you know, grows as well. And there's a great opportunity for us to test ourselves against a WIAC team.
Sure. That's true. And now, doesn't your first CCIW game, is that a road game as well?
That's on the road down in WashU, which is
St. Louis. Yeah.
On the road in St. Louis is been a bugaboo for us as well. You know, another really tight one last year.
Yeah.
You know, just couple unfortunate things happen and put us behind the eight ball too, as we're, you know, making a comeback similar to what we did in 2021.
Yeah.
So
there was a fourth and one there towards the end of the game. And I could swear, your old quarterback,
Josh Raby.
I could swear he crossed the line.
Hey, no, he's 6'6", 6'7".
Cause you don't have instant replay at that level. You're like subject to the ref's interpretation of it.
You are.
And they said he was short.
They did.
And I just, that's still kind of, that's a big, but that was a great game. And, you know, talk about a facility that was the 1904 Olympics was there.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the remnants from that Olympics, the wrought iron gate that surrounds the stadium, the press box where I got to broadcast from, that is all, and it's called Olympic Field.
Yeah, they can't change any of that because, right, like it's historical.
It's historic, yeah. And it's just a great, but beautiful campus.
It is.
Really beautiful part of that area.
The Harvard of the Midwest, they call it.
Is that right? Yeah, I can see why. Yeah, it certainly is a beautiful beautiful campus and, you know, like I said, great academics and really good student athletics, like really good overall program too. So
definitely,
and I think that's another thing that characterizes the CCIW is these collection of colleges are, they're all really strong academically,
traditionally academically,
and
athletically,
obviously.
But yeah, it's they're all good schools for kids to go get an education, right, and live their life and enjoy their life while they have the experiences outside of the academia.
Sure. You know, and I can appreciate having gone to a Big Ten university. And I do have some regrets because I had opportunities to participate, and my best sport was like long distance running, either cross country or 2 mile and track. And I enjoyed running for cross training for other sports, but I didn't, you know, like competitively, not so much. But I knew people that did and really enjoyed it and were part of a great experience. But, you know, Big Ten University, you know, football, basketball, those programs, those are, a lot of them are future pros.
Yep.
If not NFL or NBA, you know, playing in Europe or other, it's just very high octane, and it's very, you're more of a fan than you are a student that could be participating in it, is what I'm saying. And so it's neat. At Carroll, you've got good, in these other schools, you've got good student athletes that get to continue that experience in college. But, and there's also, I've seen some of those kids that could play on Sundays in the NFL, if that was where their heart was or their passions. Like I still remember that you had a tough loss to Wheaton, another great program, top 20 program, here at Schneider Stadium. And they had that receiver from North Carolina.
Yeah.
5'10" or 5'11".
Yeah, Coastal. He went to Coastal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was,
he transferred.
Yeah. He had transferred to Wheaton from Coastal, and,
insane how good that kid was.
Yeah. He was good, man.
I mean, he was well covered by your defenders, and he was still pulling those balls out of the air.
He was running by people. So
that's great speed. So you don't have to face him this year then, right?
No, he's back.
He transferred from Colson.
Yeah, he was young.
Okay.
Yeah, he went to grad transfer. He was young.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it. Sounds good. So when's the home opener then?
Shoot. I think it's
it'll be the 19th or something. What's that?
Week 3.
Week 3. Yeah. Who will that be? We'll take a look when we have a pause here, but I know that's one of the higher echelon teams.
It might be
Classic 8. Yeah, could be. Yeah, I think it is Wheaton. That's right.
Yeah,
I do remember that. So it's gonna be some tough sledding in the early going. But
it will be.
Yeah,
we're here for it.
Yeah, exactly.
We're here for a challenge. We're here for, you know, CCIW slate, and you know, as our profile, like I said, we're increasing who we are and what we're about, and our kids are stepping up to the level of competition, and we're developing them to that level of competition. Sure. So, really confident this is going to be a good year.
Because before you were defensive coordinator, you were D-backs and recruiter.
Special teams coordinator, defensive line.
But you also had a big hand in the recruiting, correct?
Yeah, I still hold that
title. You still do that? Okay, that's great. So you still you get to put your mark on this then from a recruiting standpoint.
Yeah. You know, I just help lead the plan and make sure we as a staff are on top of it. And then, you know, obviously we put together a really good model of when we get kids to campus, how we present ourselves to them and our players do. And again, just Carroll having the resources that we have and are still growing and going to be doing, you know, building new things and expanding, you know, the athletic facility. So we just something that's easy for the kids.
We're going to learn more about that facility expansion and other great things happening at Carroll here on This Week in Waukesha with Coach Garen Holly, and also some more local news coming up, including Waukesha Night Out.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Hey, you're listening to This Week in Waukesha, and in this city, there's a thousand things I want to say to you, because there's thousands of things going on here in our great university city. I am joined by Carroll's new defensive coordinator, but a veteran of the staff, Coach Garen Holly, and Wednesday, July 31st, from 6 to 8 p.m., is Waukesha Night Out at Frame Park, near the Rotary Building, 1150 Baxter Street. And you can enjoy a night of safety information, public safety, vehicle displays, games, and activities of all ages. You will also have the opportunity to meet some of the members of our police and fire departments, as well as other public safety professionals. And again, Coach Holly, the young family, I highly encourage you to check that one out if your football schedule allows. That's a great night. We used to bring our kids there when they were younger, and they get to play on some of the equipment, and so it's a great night. And there's usually like there's hot dogs or barbecue. I know in the past Mayor Riley's volunteered to handle some of the barbecue duties. Mm-hmm. So it's a fun night, and encourage everybody to check out. It's a great community night that we like. And speaking of community, there's food trucks too for Waukesha Night Out. You were talking about there's some facilities expansions going on at Carroll?
Yes.
And what's going on there?
So, yeah, we're in the public phase of it, pretty sure. Okay. So we're building a new school of business.
I knew that, yep.
The dean of business, Tim Sullivan.
Tim Sullivan is
being a big part of that.
Obviously, that's right.
Being
a
Carroll guy and awesome entrepreneur, really successful, put on a great business series and brought in a lot of awesome people in the spring.
Wow.
We're going to be expanding a lot.
When does that school? When are they scheduled to open that? When the construction's done?
Supposed to build that in conjunction with expanding the Van Mel Athletic Complex.
Nice.
So you're looking at expanding that and getting up to par with facilities within our region and dwarfing other facilities within our region that we compete against. So that's supposed to be.
So what are spring? What are some of the specific components of the Van Mel expansion?
So they're supposed to be putting in more auxiliary basketball courts, so more basketball rec space there.
Nice.
New AT room, 14,000 square foot weight room, which for us is the
big
one.
Yep.
And then a couple other bells and whistles with renovations of the offices and just the space, and they're expanding the building out. So
wow.
Our school is one of the few small schools raising the money that we're raising and building.
Really?
And renovating, there's other schools that are worried about enrollment and closing. So, we're good financially. So
I was gonna say, these are great reflections on the success of your development department, development program, if you will, or advancement, I believe is what Carroll calls it, as well as the buy-in from your athletic director, Mike Shulis, and his
awesome
team. And then your president, Dr. Cindy Nattinger.
She's awesome.
Yeah. Who's also one of the great champions of really moving the needle on Carroll's athletics.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's so many other great stories to tell, like the buildup of the football program, I think has been a big part of sparking a lot of the success they've had recently with men's and women's basketball. And, you know, I thought it was just amazing the season that the women's basketball team had, and the fact that they were hosting an NCAA first round. And it doesn't matter that they, I mean, yes, it hurts that they lost. The expectations were so high, but again, to be able to host that, to have bring the world to your school. And again, it's March Madness. So on any given day, any good team could beat you. And again, this Spartan will have a story about Middle Tennessee State I could share with you. I'd rather not, but that's the beauty of March Madness is that, and so the idea to be able to host that kind of that part of the Cinderella story, those are just more great accolades, and it helps with your recruiting too, right? Knowing that, hey, you've got
successful programs and you know, the support that we have for each other within the athletics department, from coach to coach, from players to players, it's phenomenal. I mean, you were at the game, right? The playoff game?
I couldn't make it because my son had a playoff game that night to eventual state champions, Wisconsin Lutheran.
Gotcha. It was deafening. Like, it was deafening in Van Mills.
Right.
It was crazy.
I caught it on the feed, which was neat.
It was so loud. I mean, it was packed. Like, it just really showed where the school is going and can go.
Yes.
If the support where athletics continues and the success continues. Like, it was amazing.
And Van Mail has earned that reputation as kind of the, you know, the Cameron Indoor Arena, Duke's, you know, for women's D3 basketball. It's like they've only lost, like that loss they had was maybe their fifth in the last, like, 4 years, if I understand correctly. I'm not gonna be too, but there, it's a hard venue for visiting women's basketball teams to compete in. And eventually, I think that'll happen for the men's.
Yes, with the they're on the right track. Having.
Yeah,
Coach,
they sure are.
Vanson is phenomenal.
Yeah,
he had a really good relationship.
So. Yeah, I enjoyed having him on the show in the past. Great. Yeah, we got to get him back.
Yeah, they're on their track too.
So, well, good. How's Coach Buddha doing?
Coach Buddha's doing great. You know, we go back a long way, so you know we're family, and he's doing awesome. You know, I couldn't ask for a better person to bring me back from Europe and be here at Carroll, and to have the support that he has for us as coaches to allow us to do what we do and still be family men. I couldn't ask for anything better. He's phenomenal.
That's good. Well, yeah, tell him we'll have to have him on soon too.
We'll do.
So that's terrific. Any other new coaching staff that we've added this year?
Yeah. So we added a new cornerback coach through our previous cornerback coach graduated.
Okay.
So
it's
a graduate assistant position.
Nice.
Ramesses Owens.
Okay.
Is his name. He's from the Ohio, from Ohio. So he just got in this week. And then, our GA linebacker, we were able to, you know, help him have a solid experience with us.
Okay.
And help him pursue his dreams of coaching at the high academic institution. So he's now going to Colgate.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So so that's really happy for him.
We had some guys from my high school played there. That's a great program.
Yeah, so we're happy for him. So
Mark Murphy's alma mater, too. That's where Mark Murphy played, president of the Packers. So
cool.
Very cool.
And then, so his replacement is Jameson Hedgepeth.
Okay.
He's coming out of Maryland.
Nice.
D.C. area.
So you're really recruiting from around the country, which is great too.
And then Coach Ben Mathias is back with us, who was a graduate assistant.
Oh, nice!
And then he went on to go coach at Rhodes.
Okay,
so he is now taking my position as special teams coordinator.
That was my next question. So good,
coaching our safeties
in great continuity. Then
yes,
so 100%. That's terrific. So the conversation continues in the second hour with Carroll's new defensive coordinator, Garen Holley, plus more local news and activities here in our University City on this beautiful Saturday morning, July 20th. You're listening to This Week in Waukesha, WEK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, I'll talk to the patriotic millionaires about the need for tax reform in the United States and react to the news from the weekend. It's Motown Monday.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.